The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable and it's gotta be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte and let's get started. Heart disease, lung diseases, digestive disorders, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, depression, headaches, skin disorders, brain diseases, liver problems, cancers of various kinds, Parkinson's disease, all of these different things, type 2 diabetes. I could go on and on. All of these diseases have the same root cause. And they're expressing in different ways in your body. These are the chronic diseases of our time that we're told cannot be reversed. They're chronic. You have it. You're in stage. Nothing can help you at this point.
It's just a matter of managing it for the rest of your life.
Right. However long that is. And then sometimes they even have the blatancy to tell you that you have X amount of time left. Think about that for a minute. You know, these diseases are diseases that we know based on looking at the different groups of people that live in different parts of the country that eat certain ways. We know that we know that we know that lifestyle is the root cause of these issues. Okay, you may have certain genetic dispositions, but we've heard it said time and again, and it's so true, that genetics load the gun, but lifestyle pulls the trigger. And I just want to explain that to you because what we know from an area of science called epigenetics is that your genes can be turned on and off by the lifestyle that you choose to live. And so once you learn about the lifestyles that we know that cause different people in different parts of the world to live the longest, and not only live the longest, but actually feel their best to remain the most active later in life. Once you learn what they're doing and you implement that in your own life, all of a sudden you find, hey, I'm not taking all these pills and getting the side effects. And my doctor told me I couldn't get any better, but hey, look, my blood pressure's coming down. My cholesterol,
it's happening.
My high cholesterol's gone. My headache's gone. My reflux is gone. Listen, these are the things that we've experienced in our own life that research shows time and again is happening and that our members experience on a daily basis. We could go on and on about what the different things are. You know, skin disorders. I mean, what are some of the things our members have experienced? Diabetes going away, blood pressure
headaches,
coming back to normal, headaches.
Reflux, digestive issues.
Not even being able to hold down a meal. I mean, we had a member who couldn't hold down a meal until she started eating this way and leaving out those things that were sabotaging her health. And then she not only was able to hold down her meals, she went from a size 14 to a size 4 to 6. and was shocked about it. She's like, this is crazy. She's the one that termed food freedom. She's just amazing. But she implemented these lifestyle changes that we know work and that work time and time again. But we want you to understand that you hear these things and you think, oh, there's no way that one thing can work for all these different diseases. But you're looking at the same root cause. You're not getting the nutrients that you need on a regular basis. And instead, which is the double whammy, you're getting the things that are sabotaging you, that are holding you back, that are causing the health struggles. So if your body can't fight those things off and you constantly bombard it at every turn with the things that we know are sabotaging your health, the animal products, meat, dairy, eggs, the oils that we know cause inflammation. We know that oil causes inflammation and pain. Do we see people who come off of it stop having the pain and inflammation? Absolutely. Is it easy to cook without oil? Absolutely. You just have to know how. But this is lifestyle related. Jared got certified in lifestyle medicine. We've looked at the research. There are people that dig into it that we study all the time. We dug into it because we had our own health issues. But these things can be reversed and are reversed on a regular basis all across the world. And we've experienced it and our clients experience it on a regular basis. So you look at lifestyle, you look at the foods you eat. We feel like that is the foundational piece. That's why you hear us talking about that all the time as healthcare providers, right? You need to understand what's sabotaging your health so you can get it out and how to replace it with something you love that's going to build your body and make you feel alive and incredible so that you can live life to the fullest. Okay, so those are the two things. When you add them up, you get amazing changes in all these different areas. So it really shouldn't surprise us. And the food is the foundational key. And then once you get that, you start looking at your sleep patterns. You start looking at stress. These are the ways that you fine tune things. You start looking at forgiveness. You start looking at
getting outside, getting outdoors, sun exposure, fresh air.
Fresh air. Absolutely. You can start doing that along with food. Look, open up your doors and windows as much as you can and get outside and get some sunshine.
Get the fresh air. Also, you get exposed to the microorganisms that are out in the environment. And that may sound scary, but listen, the vast majority of microbes that are out there are either beneficial or neutral. It's only a very small percentage that are pathogenic. Mm-hmm. And so to colonize your body, to colonize your gut.
We need it.
Well, we need it. Don't go out and buy super expensive probiotics. I mean, you
get
can
out
if
the
doctor directs it and there's a specific thing. But as a whole, get outside.
Get under the trees. Go on a forest walk.
The forest walk, the trees, the breeze out there.
Get
you're
to the ocean.
You're colonized with far more than what you can get in a tablet so that you have that diversity that optimizes your health.
Absolutely. It's so crucial. And if you start adding these things in with the food, game on. Like, open in your windows. It's
seriously
not hard to do. When you can, when the day is pretty, get the fresh air in. We were meant to live outside. We were meant to eat the foods that have life in them. And then all of a sudden, all these things can start changing.
And I know it sounds like a miracle cure. And I talk to patients about this all the time, introducing the concept of whole food plant-based eating and let them know that this isn't just Jared.
Right.
This is the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. It's backed by research. And many of them have never heard these things, which makes us so passionate about sharing this.
Absolutely.
And I tell them, like, I know it sounds like a miracle cure, but it's not that it's a miracle cure. It's just restoring what should have been there in the first place. Mm-hmm. And when you have these deficiencies, they will express themselves in different ways in different people. Mm-hmm. So in one person, maybe it's high cholesterol. In another person, maybe it's autoimmune disease. Because when you look at things like the saturated fats coming from animal products, they get in the cells and they gum up the cellular mechanisms. So for one person, that could be diabetes. We know this. This is a fact. This is proven.
Right.
A lot of my patients are shocked by this.
Yeah, they think it's the sugar.
But this has been known for a long time. But in other individuals, maybe it has to do with their immune system not recognizing properly that their body is part of self or any other number of different things.
Right.
The saturated fats causing inflammation in the blood vessels. Well, that may cause high blood pressure.
What about with cancer? What's happening in the cells?
Oh, well, your body is not properly controlling the division of the cells. It's like they become out of control. They don't recognize, hey, I've got all my buddies around me. I'm just going to stay right here. No, They become aggressive. They start rapidly dividing.
And your body can't control it because your body doesn't have what it needs to be able to control it and wall it off and kill it.
And your body has mechanisms in place
to do
that.
Yeah.
However, when they're not working properly, either because they don't have the nutrients they need, and there are nutrients that help to fight the cancers, but then also looking at some of the saturated fats, you know, that get in there and gum up the processes. It's like throwing sludge. Hey, a car analogy.
Oh, no.
Throwing sludge in the engine. Well, the engine's not going to be able to turn right. And
that's
then if you give it poor fuel, then it doesn't have the energy for that piston to try to move. And then you've increased the resistance. That car is not functioning optimally. It's not going to get you where you need to be quickly, safely, and funly.
Funly. So should be a word.
But you know what I'm saying. So
it's not a fun ride. No. When you have to deal with all those things, your body's constantly getting bombarded with the things that we know cause problems for it, right? The animal products, the meat, the cheese, the dairy, the eggs, and the oils. All these things can cause problems with your body so that it's getting the things that are clogging it up, that are causing it to mutate, that are causing it to not be able to control the mutations, because we all have cancer cells. Do you understand that?
And that may be a shocking reality, but you have it, but your body can take care of it quickly before you ever have a sign or symptom of it.
Right. Meaning you don't have what we call cancer, even though the cancer cells are there, because your body is going to take care of those mutagenic cells whenever they appear, because it has the nutrition, the sleep, the lack of stress, all those things to be able to do it. But nutrition, we know, is huge. This is where the game change happens quickly, rapidly, and where you can start seeing, hey, I've got hope. Hey, these things can really work for me. But you've got to have those right foods. You know, you can't just look at what's the nutritional pyramid and I'm going to follow that, or thinking, oh, well, I just eat chicken. I don't eat red meat anymore. Or, oh, all I eat is fish. Well, what we know is that animal protein is animal protein. Animal fats clog your arteries. Like, this is just what happens. Beef, chicken, fish. Somebody asked Dr. Esselstyn this one time. He kind of likened it to, well, it depends. Do you want to die by hanging or being shot or being, I mean, he was really aggressive about describing it.
He was very blunt about it.
But he was like, you can choose your method of death. Like, which method do you want?
But they all end up in the same place.
Yeah, they all end up in the same place. And he was very, if you haven't watched Dr. Esselstyn or listened to him, look him up, because he is a cardiologist that focuses on healthy plant-based, and he's been able to help people reverse end-stage cardiac disease and to live productive lives, even when they've been told by another doctor, hey, you can never reverse this and you're going to die from this very soon.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review, because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode.
Yeah, they were given 6 months to live, and not only did these people not die, they lived for decades.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, complete reversal. Things that during my education was told not possible.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? You would be told that in medical or nursing school, that it's just not possible. So that's why sometimes you get these lab values and your doctor's like, okay, so we're going to go on this medication because now your cholesterol's too high, or now your blood sugar's too high. And they don't even focus on nutrition or lifestyle changes, because they just weren't taught these things. It's not, I don't think most of the time it's because they're money hungry or they don't care about you. Yes, sometimes that may be the case, but I think most times people go into this profession really wanting to help people like we do. At least that's what I want to think.
And I think that they genuinely care, but their only solution, because that's the only one that they know, is the medication. So they're very adamant about it. And they'll say, no, don't do this other thing, because they don't know that it will end up in positive results. They just know the medication. And so I think sometimes they become more pushy about it, more vehement about it, because they do care, because they feel like that's the only avenue and this other way is risky, when the research actually shows the opposite.
But then what kills me is we have clients who go on this way of living. We show them how to do it in a way that it's enjoyable and they're getting results. And then they go to the doctor and the doctor's like, what are you doing? And they tell him, oh, no, you don't need to do that. Even though their A1C is down to normal, even though their cholesterol is back to normal. Oh, no, you don't need to do that. It's like that makes no sense to me at all.
Coming from the point of a clinician, though, I think it's because there's that disconnect. They don't know it. They see it. And they don't really know what to do with that information.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
And then it's just, don't do that. Never really thinking about, okay, they got a positive result, which is what I wanted for them in the first place. How did they do that?
Maybe I need to look into that.
Maybe I need to look into it.
Yeah.
But sometimes, really, they're taught, well, nutrition, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what they eat. Well, this is the genetic kind, so just control it with a medication or a procedure or something.
Well, and I've even heard that doctors that realize this, like doctors that are on the forefront of eating more whole plant foods, they don't even teach it because they just think their clients would never do that. Oh, my patient's never going to do that. They're never going to go all in. So I'll just say, eat more whole plant foods because they believe that you're not going to do it. That is so sad to me. It's like, give them a choice. Let them know if you go all in, these things can reverse. And then you get to choose whether or not you're going to do it. Will some of you choose not to do it? Absolutely. But you then at least have a choice. That's what we want. You got to have a choice. You got to understand all these things are coming from the same root cause being expressed in different ways. Your body's handling it in different ways, but it's crying out to you, please help me. Something's got to change here, because if it doesn't change, you're not ever going to get the results you're after. And so then the question is, how can I change it in a way that's going to last? Well, it's not going to be in a way that's miserable, that you're looking at your neighbor or your friend's plate next to you and you want to cry because their plate's full and yours isn't, and you don't like what you're eating anyway, but you're going to do it. You're going to power through, right? Until you get that result. But then you can't stick with it for life, right? So you've got to find a way to eat the foods that you'll love, right? In a way that they're going to power your body well and give you what you need and get those things out that are sabotaging you. Before long, you're not going to miss those things because you're going to find your new favorites. Write that down. Put it somewhere. I'm going to find my new favorites. And if your favorite is lasagna, you're going to find a way to replace that ricotta cheese. You can do it. I've got a 5-minute way in the cookbook, right? You're going to find a way to replace the creamy cream cheeses. You're going to find a way to replace the meats in there that you're not going to miss. You don't have to portion control now. Why? Because these foods are naturally lower in calorie. You can have as big of a slice as you want, right? These are the game-changing strategies that make this life worth living that you look forward to every single day. What are you? I know you're up to something over there.
Well, yeah, I thought of another car analogy.
Oh, no.
But okay. This is a good one, I promise.
Buckle your seatbelt.
So, yes.
Here we go.
Pun intended. Buckle up your seatbelt. No, I thought of a good analogy. All right, so let's say rust. We've got an older car back from, I don't know, the 60s. You know, back when they actually had springs, like the real kind of the leaf springs in them. All right, so if you take rust, and let's say your springs on your suspension are rusty, what happens? As you're driving down the road, as the wheels go up and down. If you have rust on your brakes.
Like a jalopy.
Yeah, jalopies. If you have rust on your brakes, what happens when you press the brakes? Now, if it's not on the spring, the ride may be quiet, but when you go to stop, then you hear the squeaky brakes. But what happens if same rust is on the hinges of the door? Maybe when you press the brake pedal, it's quiet, but when you get in and out, the car door goes when you open it up. So you've got the same thing, but different areas, same cause, but different areas of the car causing different symptoms. And that's what we feel like is going on with this, what we're sharing today. It's the same cause really expressing itself in different ways, different disease processes.
I think you've just elevated yourself to car analogy guru.
Oh, nice.
That might be my favorite car analogy ever. I love that. And it's so true. Yeah, I've got to get
car
you a mug
guru.
Or something. Yeah, you need something that says it, because it's seriously, it really is true. I mean, that is the great way to picture it and think about it. Same cause, different symptoms. It expresses itself in different ways, causing different problems in your life. But if you can get to that root cause, and it is not hard and it's not expensive, please stop believing the lies. I mean, honestly, key one is getting your mindset right. And that means busting the myths you believed. Oh, plant-based is hard. Can you throw some cashews in a blender? No, it's not hard. Well, I can't eat cashews. I'm allergic to nuts. Well, can you throw some oats or some potatoes or some beans in a blender? Because you can use those things to thicken things and make it creamy too. Okay. So listen, there's always an excuse, but why excuse something that's making you miserable? I mean, is that benefiting you in any way at all? I'm just going to tell you the hard truth because we care about you and we want you to understand it's not hard. It's not expensive. It can be quick and easy, and it should be enjoyable.
This is going to be an excuse-free zone. We're not going to accept excuses because what we know happens is you stop with the excuse. You never look for the solution around it. So if you were to say in your example of, well, I'm allergic to cashews. Are you allergic to pecans? Maybe you can make a pecan milk. It's fabulous. It's fantastic. It tastes amazing.
Right. Or if you have a whole nut allergy, can you use seeds? Right? Can you use seeds? Because you can make seed milks. Right? You can make oat milk.
Soy milk.
You can make right milk.
Rice milk.
Right milk and wrong milk.
There's the right milk. So rice milk. So there are solutions. There are ways to get around whatever that excuse might be. So don't ever let that stop you.
But I can never do it because I'm gluten-free. We have members that are gluten-free, and I write them specific gluten-free recipes. We have carrot cake gems in the cookbook. Inside the membership, I'm releasing this week a gluten-free carrot cake gem. Tastes every bit as good or better than the one that has gluten in it because some people cannot tolerate gluten. They just don't do well on it. So the majority of my recipes are gluten-free because of that, because I know that certain people need that in their lives. But you can find a way to do this. This, again, like Jared said, it's an excuse-free zone. You get to choose. We want you to make the choice, but we hate to see you miserable when we know that most of the diseases today, the majority of them,
especially the chronic ones,
are reversible by lifestyle changes that are not hard to make and that you're going to absolutely love and want to shout from the rooftops once you get it down. Because I'm telling you, you won't want to live any other way because it is so enjoyable and so freeing. And you know, I'm the foodie here, so I got to add the so delicious, because to me, the big thing with the food is it has got to taste good. And I've got to have it in portion sizes that I love. I don't think about the only time I think about portion sizes, except for being shocked at the amount of food that's on my plate, that I can still eat this, maintain a weight and not even have to worry about. I don't even step on a scale anymore.
We don't own one.
No, like why would I need a scale? Like these foods free you. They taste amazing. So find the way that is going to work for you, that tastes great, that makes you feel good. It's about so much more than just recipes. It's learning, what do you eat when you don't even have time for a recipe? How do you take any recipe, one that's not even vegan or plant-based, and quickly and easily make it your own and make it plant-based, make it work for you, make it able to heal your body? Some of my best recipes, I would say 99% of them come from recipes that aren't even vegan or plant-based. My recipe ideas, the ideas that I get are by just looking at regular recipes and going, well, I could substitute that, that, and that, and I could change this, and then I could add the spices I like and make it actually palatable for people. And then I could do this method instead of their three methods. I could combine it into one so that now it's quick and realistic for a busy mom.
Takes 15, 20 minutes instead of an hour and a half.
Yeah. Or busy entrepreneur or busy whatever you are doing. This is possible for you. We want you to understand and not ever lose hope that you can get better one bite at a time, but it's your choice. You get to choose what goes on your fork, right? And so we want you to be able to make the best choices, the ones that we know are the most nutrient dense, most naturally low calorie foods on the planet. And these are whole plant foods. We call them the five power foods: fruits and veggies, whole grains, nuts and seeds, and legumes, which are your beans, peas, lentils, things like that. Love all those categories. Those are the foods that just light me up now. And I wasn't there when we first started. I just wasn't there. But very quickly, these became my favorites because I learned how to make them in a way that I loved, that I look forward to eating every single day.
And you also learned how to appreciate the flavor that was in there that we didn't actually taste.
We couldn't taste it. Absolutely.
It's kind of like you say, broccoli tastes sweet. You don't know that when You're used to all the refined sugars and the mm-hmm. starches and all that. So some of these foods, they really do come alive, bursting right. with a lot of flavor that we just didn't pick up on before.
It's unbelievable how good food tastes now. I enjoy it more now than I ever did before. And I love sharing it with people that don't even know what whole food plant-based is, or that they're eating something that's vegan or whole food plant-based, healthy vegan. Let's call it that, healthy vegan. Like, they just don't understand. If they don't know us and they don't know it's different, they never would know. Like, I serve a lasagna, or like a dish that's a deconstructed lasagna where they just put their own noodles and cheese and sauce. And I even had my brother say to me, "What is in this? I know you don't eat cheese," because he knew. It's like, "I know you don't eat cheese, but this is cheese. Like, what's in this?" No, it's not. No, it's not. But you wouldn't know. He would not have known if he didn't know about us and know how we eat. So that's the way you've got to do it. You got to find those new favorites. It's not hard to do. If you want to know how, get your name on the wait list. We'll put the link here for you down below, and we will help you step by step implement whole food plant-based living and learn the easy way, the quick way, and the simple way. But today, we want you to walk away knowing and understanding that all these different diseases of our time, all these main chronic conditions, can be reversed. It is not hard. It is not time consuming. It is not tasteless. It is not rabid food. You can learn to love these foods and learn how to make your favorites that you have now, the same old ones, just in a new and exciting way that you're not going to believe how good they taste. So there's the same root cause. Think about Jared's rest analogy. Never forget that, because that was amazing. The same root cause is expressing itself in all these various diseases. So you can attack most of them in the same way and get incredible results that are even going to shock your doctor. And it's true, because we see it happen all the time. And it's wonderful. Like, I do a little dance every time it happens, because I pray that their eyes are open to this so they can start offering it to their patients.
Well, in my case, I get to see the shock in my patients. Like we mentioned once, patient in 2 weeks dropped her blood pressure
recently.
20 points. Just recently. This was only about a month ago.
20 points
by adding 2 tablespoons of flaxseed to her diet every day. That was it.
Yes. And it happens, so, Tommy. And one little suggestion from Jared.
Gives me goosebumps.
Yeah. And then they come back. What else can I do? You know, what else can I do? And you've got one thing and another thing. And pretty soon, even just one thing a week, we say this all the time, equals 52 changes a year. But if you think, I could never go all in, listen to our episode
197.
You've got to hear that episode. Thanks for that. I didn't remember what number it was. I don't keep track of all the numbers, but I know what we've talked about. You've got to go back and listen to that episode, because in it, we give you 3 ways that you can choose, 3 different paths you can choose to go whole food plant-based. And several of the paths are going to make it easier for you to adopt this lifestyle and to get quicker changes. And that is what we're all about, helping you to find what way is going to work for you. Listen, sunshine, I hope that you found this episode eye-opening, and just take a few takeaways from it. Go back and listen to the implementation episodes. Now that you understand where these things are coming from, that they can actually be prevented and even reversed by making lifestyle changes, the foundational change being the foods you're getting and the foods you're not getting, and swapping those out, doing both of those things and getting a double benefit that is going to blow you away. Jared and I are thrilled to be a part of your plant-based journey, and we look forward to seeing you again next time on Power on Plants.